Welcome everyone, Dr. Mike Reed from Chiropractic Masters International, and welcome everyone to tonight's CA Black Belt call. I'm very honored to have a good friend of mine and one of our associate affiliate CA trainers, I should say, Kim Gorham, all the way from California. So Kim, welcome.
Good evening.
I am excited to have you on because, you know, as we move into 2016, we wanted to make some major changes in practices. And you know, Kim, one of my major, commitments to the profession is to focus on the new patient machine. And before we even get there, though, we've got to make some changes in our practices. So one of the things I want to talk about is really the importance of having a very cohesive, dynamic, interactive doctor CA team that can move the practice forward. So I'm a firm believer, docs, we can't do it alone. We need superstar black belt CAs that are empowered, that can really move the practice forward. So really, let's just start talking about what do we need to do that's foundational to empower the CAs, to motivate them, and really to move them forward.
Well, Dr. Mike, I think that it all starts with leadership. You know, team power is what we see in multi-million dollar practices where the whole unit is functioning cohesively with a really super strong chiropractor at the helm. And one of the things that I hear when I'm speaking at different groups, and yours in particular last time in Canada, I had CAs come up to me after the training and say, you know what, this is so great and so empowering, but nothing's going to happen on Monday. We're not going to make the changes that you're talking about. And I said, really, why do you think that is? And, you know, there's a lot of reasons, but we're going to talk about ways that we can get the entire group together on the same foot, moving forward at the same speed. And that's really what's needed in order for growth. So what does great leadership look like to you, Dr. Mike?
Well, you know, I believe that leadership is really when you can actually command or ask people to take a positive action.
That's right.
Towards a vision, right? Yeah.
And, you know, what a lot of people think that there's only one leader in the practice, but if you think about it, if you are asking somebody else to do something, you step into that leadership role. So CAs and office managers and back office people, they're all leaders, and they're leading our patients through the healing process. So leadership to me is the number one quality that we need in a powerful team. And good leaders, I'll just throw out some characteristics of what we're looking for. Good leaders are great listeners. And I've heard that when you start any conversation, the first 30 seconds are the key. And if you're going to be a good leader, you give those first 30 seconds to the person in front of you and make it very powerfully listening to the person, great eye contact, let them have the floor for the first 30. Good leaders also do what they say they are going to do when they say they're going to do it. And I have a lot of CAs come to me, Dr. Mike, that say, you know what? My doctor, you know, is not being a good leader in this category. He says he's going to do something and then he doesn't. Do you run across that too?
Yeah, and you know, that's one of the biggest challenges, Kim, that I see is you know, I always talk about leadership by vision, where we have a common vision where we want to move the practice. And I'm talking from a doctor's perspective because really the major complaint I hear is the same that you hear. The CAs love these ideas. They want to move it forward. And for some reason, the doctors become the anchor in the practice and they're preventing or they're scared of change or they don't want to move it forward. So really, you know, part of this call is overcoming that and empowering the CAs and making those changes. So I think if we have a common vision, and I know you've got some great tools to make those changes too, that we can commit as a team to a few things to really move that vision forward. And I think that's what it comes down to, is we know where we need to go, we've identified the challenges, and we're going to agree to, you know, to move forward with maybe the most important things in the practice.
Exactly. I call it post-seminar frustration. It's one of those things that you get so excited to go to these things, and then you get home Monday, and it's just total letdown as a CA, because you want to make a difference in the practice. And here's one thing I want to say to the doctors, is CAs are supposed to be responsible for 1/3 of the referrals coming into the practice if they are empowered to do so. 1/3 of the referrals can come from the CA. And CAs, don't worry if you're not doing that just yet, because you will be bonused heavily for this if you can accomplish this. But we'll talk about that in a minute. I want to get back to the post-seminar frustration. Here's something that you can do to stop this. When you get back on Monday, if you take all of your notes, everyone brings their notepads from the seminar, you sit down and you vote on what 2 new procedures you would like to implement in your practice. Just 2. Just pick 2. I come home from your seminar, Dr. Mike, and I've got like 100 things that I want to try out. And so it's, you know, a little overwhelming, I think, for teams when they get back. There's so much good stuff. How do we decide what to do? We can't do it all. So then they end up doing none of it. So if you could just pick 2 things that you want to make changes on, commit to trying those 2 things for 7 days. Commit to trying those 2 things for 7 days. After that, on the next team huddle, fine-tune it, whatever it is. If it's a new callback procedure or a new scheduling procedure, try it out for 7 days. See if it works. Monday huddle, and then decide that you're going to commit to making those changes now, the fine-tune changes, for the next 30 days. And if it works, you have another team huddle. You make sure that it has worked for 30 days, and now it becomes a procedure. It goes into the procedures log, and it also goes on the daily checklist. So that's one tangible way to make this happen.
I love it, just taking, you know, 1 thing and then moving forward with it. What else would you do, Kim, on top of that?
Well, I would definitely have a consistent bonus structure. And this is another one of the frustrations. We have the top 3 frustrations for CAs. I want to start with that, because that will lead us on to the next thing. Top 3 CA complaints. Number 1, DCs are not on time for their shifts. Number 2, the DC barks out orders like a drill sergeant instead of asking nicely. And then number 3, top CA complaint is an inconsistent bonus schedule based on unachievable goals. So the bonus system should be measured. So what you're going to do is take all of your stats for the last 6 months and average them out so that you know what your average collection, what your average new patients and patient visits are. What are those numbers on average for 6 months? That gives you a good starting point. And then what you do is you multiply that by 10%. So you focus on that number, so you increase it by 10%. And then I use something that I believe, I think it was Fred Schofield that came up with the 20-20-20 bonus plan. And what that is you have to hit 3 different areas in order to receive a $20 bonus. So it keeps your eyes focused on the entire picture instead of just 1 fragment of the practice. You have to hit collections plus 1 of the other 2 to make your bonus. And you, the minimum bonus that you'll make is $40. The maximum bonus that you'll make is $60 per week. So this starts over every Monday. So collections you have to hit, because there has to be more money in order to pay more money. So you've got collections plus patient visits equals $40. If you have collections plus patient visits and new patients, that is a $60 bonus each and every week. And if you hit it every week, you know, that's a car payment, right? $240, that's a car payment. So just to be clear, it's a 20-20-20 bonus system. You must hit collections plus 1 of the other 2 to qualify for the minimum $40 bonus.
That's great. That's awesome. That's an awesome. I've never heard that bonus system before. I really like it.
Well, what I really like about it, I used this bonus when I was a CA and an office manager. And what I find is that if you just miss the bonus by like 1 person, 1 patient visit, you know, that little 1 person made me miss my whole entire bonus. What you do is you get on the phones. You're going to be thinking, racking your brain. Wait, who haven't I seen for a while? You know, who can I call to get in here? I just have 1 more person to get in, and I got the $60. So it's kind of a game, you know, it's like a game. But then if you do miss it, say you do miss it by one, you know that you don't have to wait until next month for your bonus. It starts over again on Monday. The other thing is that it's based on reality. It's based on your production for the last 6 months. So it's not pie in the sky dreams, you know, where a lot of chiropractors, you ask them, what would you like to collect this month? $100,000. Great. Well, what are you collecting now? $10,000. Well, if the CA's bonus is based on that, she's going to roll her eyes at you. So it's, you know, based on reality, and it only increases by 10%. So once you hit the bonus, it raises up by 10% next week. So it's still achievable. It's still, you know, just a little bit of a stretch. But some of my clients, they've hit their bonus 4 months in a row now. So just think about that practice growth. That's huge growth. And the CAs are loving it because they have bigger paychecks.
That's awesome. And, you know, it's on monetary as well, on patient visits, new patients, and collections, which makes absolute sense. So that being said, you know, if we are looking at a consistent bonus system, you've broken it down to the week, which is different than mine, which is broken down to the month, what can the CAs be doing then to help stimulate that growth? I mean, okay, we got a bonus system, but I want to get in your headspace, Kim, and find out what you've empowered your CAs to do to take the reins and really move practice forward.
You know, I think that, well, there's a few ways to get in new patients from the front desk. Definitely in-office promotions are a really good way to go. Monthly themes are awesome because it gives the CA something to talk about. When I first became a CA and I was told to get referrals, I was simply told, just ask. Just ask the patients if they know anyone that has headaches. Just ask the patients if they know anyone with low back pain. Well, okay, I can ask that question how many times to the same person before it gets ridiculous and feels horrible, right? So you have to have something else to talk about. So, for example, in November, we have our November Warm and Fuzzy month where we were talking about gratitude, and we have our leaves of gratitude where we have these cutout leaves and our patients were writing down the one thing that they felt grateful for. Well, many of the leaves come back that they are grateful for being a patient. Well, great. We are grateful to have you as a patient. And you know anybody else that would love to be a patient too. You know, since the conversation has already been started, it's easier to segue into asking for a referral without feeling cheesy or sounding cheesy. So I would definitely say that the monthly in-office promotions are extremely effective. The other thing that you can do is have a raffle. Everybody loves raffles. You know, we get all of our gift basket items donated by the community. And we don't just, when we go out into the community and we ask for gift basket donations, we don't just ask for one donation. We ask for four throughout the year. So that way it sets us up for going back to that community partner four times, not only to say hello and thank you for your donation, but it also lets them know that we're active in our community and we really care about our patients. And oftentimes our community partners, they're donating items for our gift baskets, also become our corporate talks and lectures. You know, they also transition into patients and they send their employees over. So I would say working the community, making networking partnerships is also another way.
Cool. One of the things, just to parlay off of your theme idea, which I really like, is, and for the CAs listening to this information, one of the things I found in my focus groups, and a focus group is where I took a bunch of patients out to a luncheon, and I take about four to six at a time and ask them what they liked about the office and why they maybe weren't referring more people. And I was really trying to find out how to improve my services. And the one thing that really kept coming up at every focus group is the patients love the chiropractor, they love the CAs, they love being in the office, but they didn't have enough referral tools to give their friends and family. And I was literally shocked. And what I did is I made sure that I started to implement multiple tools, and there's three things I want to talk about that sort of parlays off of what you talked about with your monthly theme, which I agree with, Kim, to keep variety and stimulation in a practice. I love to have a theme, and I'm going to talk about a very simple one. Anyone can do this, and it might be headache and migraine, or you might have that month where you're talking about head, and then for that week, you do headache and migraine. You might do sinus allergies. You might do ear infections. You might do sleep, just to give everybody an idea. But for that 1 week, we set a theme that might be headache and migraine. And what we would do is have the ability, if the CAs are bonus on new patients, give them a brochure on headache and migraine or even just a printout and attach to it a health pass. And that's the direct response things we've talked about in the past where people can get in for an exam at 37 to 67 or 97. And we set a goal for the week, and that goal might be like to give out 10 or 20. And now the CAs know that if I give out 20 of these, I'm going to get a bonus, and it's going to help with the new patient machine. So we had those at the front. The doctors would talk up headache and migraine. They'd be ticking. The CAs then had that tool at the front, and we had it in a brochure rack. And my CAs had to work with me to give at least 10 to 20 of those, and we did about 20 per week. And that was really easy to do because it worked out to about 3 or 4 per shift while I was in the practice. And if we gave out that many, they got a bonus, just a small bonus, but then that helped with the new patient machine. The other thing that I like, and I'm coming back to direct response, I'm big on this, is the family gift certificate. And it's interesting that I've discovered that when you have a bonus associated with an event, like a workshop or with a reactivation or something like a family gift certificate, when you have that new patient machine, associated with it. It might be a $20 bonus to my bonuses are 100 for the month, so very similar to yours, that the CAs get excited, and if they made sure they gave out a family gift certificate to get the family members checked, that stimulated the new patient machine as well. And the one other thing that I like, I think you'd like this too, is giving the CAs their own business card, because we meet people every day. And it's like, oh, damn, if I had a business card on me. But I believe that the CA should have their own business card, and they get a $25 bonus when they refer somebody in who becomes a patient. And that empowers them, and they're, in a sense, taking ownership of the practice. I mean, what do you think of those? Those are kind of cool. I've used those in my practice in the past, and I've had outrageous results with it.
I love it. And definitely, you know, piggybacking off of what you just said with the business card idea, you know, CAs need their own identity. They without CAs, we wouldn't have a functioning chiropractic office. You know, it's, you can only be so busy as a one-man show. And giving a CA a business card and empowering the CA to know how to utilize that business card is really important as well. I'll tell you a story about one of my favorite superstar CAs of all time. Her name is Samantha. She's brand new in chiropractic, just 2 months when she had a business card. And what we do with our CAs, we let them know that we understand the position that they're in is not a lifetime position. As much as we would love for them to stay for their entire lives, chances are, you're not going to be a lifetime CA. You're going to utilize the position. You're going to learn. You're going to grow from it. You're going to get healthy in all areas of your life, and you're going to want to spread your wings and fly. And if we are doing our jobs right as a chiropractic office and we truly are a team, we're going to help to inspire those CAs to do exactly that. And with that in mind, before you go, please help us to find someone else that will be wonderful, that will help take care of our patients in your absence. You know, pass the torch, so to speak, to the next person that we're going to help to inspire and grow. And with that culture, Samantha, we encouraged her to follow her dreams into the fashion world. That's what she wanted to do. She didn't want to be a chiropractor. That's okay. Not everybody wants to be a chiropractor. She wanted to be into fashion and blogging more specifically. So we empowered her, we inspired her. It was one of her bonuses to help her get to the seminar. And she got to the seminar, and she was enjoying it. It's completely non-chiropractic related. But she came out, and she saw this woman laying on a couch, And what I teach my CAs to do is be bold. If you see somebody's getting ready to walk off a cliff, you're going to say something, right? You're going to speak out
right,
and say, hey,
right.
Look out, there's a cliff, look out. So be bold, be that bold when you see anybody suffering. Just reach out and help them. You may be their only chance. And so Samantha, 2 months into chiropractic, walks up to this woman. She couldn't tell who it was. She had the pillow over her face. So Samantha says, oh, gosh, you know what? I can tell that you're suffering. Is there anything I can do to help? Just a very nice human being thing to do. And the woman took the pillow off of her face, and Samantha was surprised to see that it was actually the woman that she came to hear speak. Her name was Jaleet Cooper, and she was a blogging genius. And Samantha said, oh, my gosh, what's going on? And Jaleet says, well, I have a migraine today. And she says, oh, my gosh, you know what? I work at Advanced Chiropractic, and I would love to have you come in on Monday. I am brand new to chiropractic, but I had migraines too, and now I don't. And it was a very quick thing, and it was a wonderful experience, and I know we can help you too. So guess what? She pulled out her cell phone, which, you know, she had her business card on her too, but part of what I teach is that you just whip out your cell phone and say, you know what? I would love to contact you on Monday and see if we can get you in. And then you do the pregnant pause. You just wait and see what they say. And she, Jaleet Cooper, says, oh, my gosh, I would love to come in on Monday. I would do anything to get rid of this migraine. So Samantha told her about her special offer. Anyone that the CA meets that she feels would be a great patient has the power to offer her a $30 certificate, which is good for the x-rays, exam, report of findings. I teach my CAs to keep those certificates in your purse. In a nice little envelope, just keep them in your purse. Get ready, because you never know when you're going to run across some suffering. So she whips out her certificate, hands it to Jaleet. Monday morning, she calls her, sets an appointment. She signs up for 24 visits and prepays for them. Now, Samantha has Jaleet Cooper coming into the practice, who is a big deal, apparently, in the fashion blogging industry. So she now has a wonderful resource that she gets to see on a regular basis. That's not only going to help Jaleet, but it's also going to help Samantha. So it was a wonderful connection, and that's really a great illustration of how it's supposed to work.
How cool is that? And you know, she could have just kept on walking, walked right by that person, and not said a thing. But, you know, well, the worst they're going to say is no. And I think, you know, we as doctors and as CAs have a moral obligation to reach out to those people, suffering or not suffering. And I always think that, you know, you've got a pain at the bottom of the ladder, but on the very top, you're really saving lives. You might be able to get a person off of medication or reduce their depression or, you know, someone who's suicidal, or maybe help a mother, you know, conceive that's been trying for years to have a baby and she hasn't been adjusted. So in the big picture of things, it really goes beyond that. It comes down to purpose based on a vision to really have your entire city, your entire community under chiropractic care. And that's where I think the CAs really should say, you know what, doc, you get in the back. Don't cross this white line because you're crossing into my domain. This is my front desk. And then I'm going to build it from the front. And I agree. You know, think about it. If you have a CA that could add an extra 35% to the front desk by saying, I'm going to run with this. And this is where the doctors really need to drop the ego and let go. And I'm speaking from personal experience because, you know, I was there at one time. And I realized, you're absolutely right, Kim. We can't do it alone. We need superstar CAs at the front. And I think as doctors, we got to be willing to open up our wallets a bit and say, hey, you know what? If you help us grow, we're going to let you scrape off the top. And not like a Vegas casino, but, you know, there's a bonus system here that you're going to be able to dip into. And I call it, you know, the Winnie Pooh effect. You know, you put your hands in the honey pots and you get some on you. And I think that's what the CAs need to be able to understand, that at the end of the month, if you as a CA just went out and did it, just did it for your doctors and say, look, we're going to set goals. We're stuck at 20 a month. We're gonna set it for 25 or 30. And here's five things we're gonna implement. We're gonna do the family gift certificates. We're gonna do the brochures. We're gonna do the business cards. We're gonna set a bonus for reactivating 20 people in January. We had one of our clients, Dr. Roach, and he followed a reactivation system. His CAs reactivated 67 people. I went, holy smokes, that's huge for practice. Why wouldn't you want to bonus them? We had another chiropractor, Dr. Ken, And he had a challenge getting his CA, getting his patients out to the workshops. So I said, Ken, why don't we bonus the CAs? Let's set a goal. What's realistic? Set a SMART goal. And let's set it for, say, 40. And I asked him, what would you be willing to give your CAs if they help get collectively, there's three of them, 40 people out to your workshop? He said, give them $100 each. I said, that's fair, realistic. Within a week, they booked 40 people. And he had this realization that, wow, I could have set it for 50, 60, 100, and probably within the month had more people. So this is where the CAs on this call really have to say, you know, Doc, step in the back. We're just going to try this for 30 days. And I'm always big on the 30-day trial. And see what happens. I mean, what have you got to lose? A few dollars in print costs, and that's about it. And at the end of the month, and you and I would agree, Kim, that a new patient growth really solves a lot of problems in a practice.
It's everything. It's the lifeblood of the practice because, you know, people leave. Again, with the lifetime patients, we all want everybody to stay forever, but it was really very unrealistic. However, what we can do is we can empower our patients, we can empower our teams, and I promise you that the education we deliver from the chiropractic office is sometimes greater value than the actual adjustment itself. It definitely lasts longer, the education and the empowerment and the inspiration can go on and change lives. I work for Dr. Scott Dubrel, and he took me to seminars, and he empowered me, and I started implementing all of the things that I was learning. You know, back when I got started, there wasn't special CA trainings. I just sat in with the doctor trainings. I sat in x-ray lectures and all kinds of stuff. But I really, really grew as a person. And I feel that our chiropractic office truly is a beacon of hope in our community. It is the one place where patients can come and get the real story about their body, not just drugs and surgery and fast fixes, you know, but really how to care for themselves and how to care for their families. And that is something that perpetuates for generations. So what CAs are doing, they're really on the front lines. They're so valuable. What they're doing is they are changing lives with the information that they're providing and with the excellent service that they're giving.
I agree. Hey, Kim, let's do something different. Let's open up the lines. I've got a lot of doctors and CAs on this call. Actually, I don't know if it's CAs or doctors because I just see a phone number, and there's quite a few people on the call. So what I want to do is open it up for some Q&A, and then, you know, we'll keep on going after this. So if you're a CA on the phone, just your name and which city do you live in or where do you practice, and you can ask any question, Dr. Kim or myself. And no such thing as a silly question. Always the first person coming on is a little shy. So whatever question you have, now is your opportunity. So who's our first caller that has a question for Kim? Oh, it's quiet out there.
They're shy.
Yeah. Come on, CAs. You have a question, a burning question that you have for Kim or myself. And maybe it's been sitting there for the last month or the last year. And have you overcome those hurdles, those barriers, those fears of moving a practice forward? If you're stuck and your practice is static or it's in a decline, you know, let's talk about what you need to do to help rescue that practice. Lines are open. Yeah, mute is off so anyone can ask a question. Boy. I guess it's a scary place sometimes to be the first one on. Well, Kim, let's just I want to throw it in here. We'll add this at the end. For them to get hold of you or to link to your Superstar Academy, what is your contact information?
You can visit my website at www.chirorockstar.com. And I'm on Facebook, Kimberly Gorham, San Diego. And I was going to mention that if anybody wants to like Chiro Rockstar on Facebook, I'd be happy to email you my principal team to-do list. It makes life easier.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah. Everybody likes checklists and to-do lists, so that's awesome. Kim, let's talk about 2016. The CAs are on this call. If you were to create an action list, here's the top five things that I want you to do for 2016 that if you implemented these would knock down the barriers and allow growth in your practice. What would those be?
Well, I would definitely say the bonus system is number one, to get realistic with your bonus strategy and to be consistent with your bonus strategy. I can't tell you how many times I have CA say, yes, I have a bonus structure, but I never hit it. I haven't hit it in 2 years. So that's a big one. The second thing is I would definitely work on the communication. You gotta be better with communication. And here's a few ways that you can improve it. Have a digital paper trail. If you want something, ask for it in writing. Doctors, try to eliminate the hallway requests. If you're passing each other in the hallway and you're blah, 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 and do this and do that and do this, it's not going to get done. It's just going to cause frustration. So if you want something done, make sure you either text it or email it. That way there's a paper trail. You can always point back to it. And that goes for CAs as well. CAs, if you have questions or requests of your doctors for that, make sure it's in email form or text form. I would say the next thing is to, for a great 2016, definitely set your goals as a team. I just conducted a group goal setting session for one of my clients in Canada, and make it a party. It's a goal setting party complete with wine and, dreams. If you're dreaming together, you're achieving together. And I think CAs really need to understand and feel that chiropractors are on their team, that they want them to succeed, and not just succeed in the practice, but succeed in life. Let's see. I lost track. I think we're on number three.
Number four, you got bonus, communication, and goals, which I love.
And goals, yes. Gratitude. Let's work on the gratitude for 2016. Make sure you say thank you often. So many times we hear in the practice what we're doing wrong and what we need to do better. And I say, one thing that's really fun to see is when offices have up big boards inside of the break room, that they're a good job board. So as you're caught, you're supposed to be catching your team doing the good stuff more than you're catching them doing the bad stuff. And then obviously expand upon all the good. So make sure you say thank you. You could write it down, a little note. Very good job, Veronica. Thank you so much for always being on time. Though I never say it, I acknowledge it and I see it every day and I appreciate that. That will go such a long way. That will go far. So gratitude, that's a good one. And then I say team adventures. Implement team adventures. We want to bond as a team. We want a unit moving forward together. And one of the fun things that I love to do is rock climbing with the teams. So a rock climbing event or a bowling event or a pizza party with games, a poker night, something that will get you guys communicating about things not just work related.
I love it. It's funny. I was making notes and I'm going check, 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 check. So absolutely, when it comes to communication, I'm big on team meetings and that's standard. And the CAs who are on this call, when you have team meetings, you have growth. And you can actually not only resolve issues and challenges, but put things on the table, and then role play. The goals, I come back to having the goals on the vision board. So you actually see it every day. And the vision should also include the clinical. It should include the bonus systems. It should include the financial care plans and your marketing. Gratitude, I agree with you. State management's everything. And a state of love and gratitude, regardless of where you're at. And, one of the things that you mentioned about saying thank yous and we used to call this 100 touches. And I love this because what 100 touches is the ability to communicate with your team with that state of love and gratitude on a regular basis during that shift of the day. And I always started with huddles. That was standard for me. And we always start in a positive huddle. What's our focus? What are we doing today? What's our goal? What's my perfect day look like? And then, okay, what are we doing? We're doing theme, headache, and migraine. Who's giving out what? Who's booking for the workshop? We had a structure. And when we had the structure, we always finished with a positive high five or a cheer. We started the day positive. I mean, I agree with you. There's nothing worse than a doctor who rolls in late and the reception room is lit and there's 10 or 20 people upset because he rolls in and he looks disheveled and he probably had a late night binge or something, and it's not professional. And I seriously want to put a doctor in a headlock and pull his underwear over his head when they do this, because to me, that's not how you start your day. You got to start your day, and you got to be ready for the universe to receive. So if you're already late and you're behind, here's what I recommend in the CAs: is go buy a piggy bank. And we used to call this Margarita Slush Fund. And this is no joke. I had this in my practice. And if I were late, it didn't matter if it was a snowstorm or if I got stuck in traffic. Didn't matter. If I was late, CAs are going to charge them $20. Now, anybody can call anybody on this. And if the CA is late, it happens sometimes, not as frequent as a doctor, but if the CA is late, they'd be responsible for a dollar into the piggy bank. If it's repetitive, it went up to 5 and then 10, then 20. But if a doctor was late, he had to put 20 bucks in, because it's got to be enough to sting, right? If he has to open up his wallet and put 20 in. And then here's what we did. You talked about having relationship events. We actually opened up the piggy every quarter, every 3 months, and we used those dollars, and we went out and we spent it on the wine or the food. So it actually came back to everybody, but it was enough of a sting at the time that you got punished. And here's what's key, CAs. I'm a firm believer of this, maybe you are too, Kim, is that the accountability has got to be there, is that you have to agree on a vision, you have to agree on what you're going to do for your marketing, and you've got to be willing to implement these protocols. Everybody's got to agree upon it, but there's got to be accountability. So if the doctor says he's going to do it, then CAs, you should be able to call him to the carpet on it, and if he doesn't, you got to have permission to penalize him. And that's how you're going to move it forward, because your team is only going to grow as fast as the weakest link. It's so true. And if it is the doctor, then we need to either fire him and get a new doctor in your practice, or we need to find another practice. And I'm not kidding about that, because really, I believe that to move a team forward, everybody has got to be an A player. Everybody's got to share in the vision, and everyone has got to want to move that practice forward.
That's a really good point, because, you know, I don't know if the doctors have thought this through, but when the CA is at the front desk and he's not there yet and patients are streaming in, she's got a cover for you. She's the one taking the heat for your mistake. And that's not fair. And you know, leadership is putting the team first and putting their needs above yours. And being late, you know, it's something – anybody that's late is really disrespecting the people that are there, taking the heat for it. So it's really important. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
All right, so let's open up the lines again. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I think a good way to do this, because you can't walk in and go, okay, doctor, you're busted, put $20 in front of the patient, right? So, but what we do is we have code words, and our code word usually in our family is Jedi. This came about because my kids have an 8-year age spread, and they would be fighting down the hall, and I'd hear mom. So I'd say, okay, look, I want you guys to fight your own battles, and I will come in only when necessary. So give me a code word. So we came up with Jedi. So I never came running unless I heard the word Jedi, and usually they resolved it themselves. So the term Jedi, because we are kind of Star Wars geeks over here, it's kind of appropriate now the movie just came out. It helps us to come back into a positive state. So when your team is in a really great positive state, say you're talking about your weekly miracles, which I'd like to throw in there for your team meetings. You talk about the miracles that gets you in a positive state of mind. So then when you're thinking about all the miracles, come up with a word, whatever the word is. Say it's Jedi. And when you walk into the practice and say your CA at the front is having a bad day and she's grumbly, well, you can say Jedi, and that should pull her out of it. Remember your mental state and let's get back to it. Same thing goes for the doctor. If the doctor comes in and he's grumbling, you can say Jedi CAs to your doctor, and they're supposed to pull back out of it and get back to serving. So code words are very effective.
Yeah, you know, my team, you just put their finger on the little piggy bank, and I knew I was busted. So there's got to be some sort of cue or anchor. It's like, oh, man, you're right. I had to be there at 10 to the hour before I start on the hour. So let's open up the call one more time, And if there are any questions, docs, CAs, now's your time to ask the questions. So the lines are open. Feel free to ask. What a quiet group tonight. Everyone must have Christmas on their mind.
They've got Christmas on their mind, or they're just seriously writing notes because we're that powerful.
They could be. They're probably so much content here that just scribbling notes. Okay, so one more time, Kim, what is your contact information if they need to? I'd be all over that checklist if I were them.
Definitely. Go to Facebook and friend me, Kimberly Gorham, and that's spelled G-O-R-E-H-A-M, as in Mary, Kimberly Gorham. And like me on Facebook, like Kyra Rockstar, my page under Kimberly Gorham, and I will send you a team to do checklist that you can print, and it's very effective. It's a team to do list, and it's very effective to bring to your Monday meetings to keep everybody on the same page.
Fantastic. Kim, I want to thank you for being on tonight's CA Black Belt call. I hope the CAs and the doctors on this call enjoyed it, and I look forward, Kim, to working with you in 2016.
Looking forward to it, Mike. It's going to be the best year ever.
I think so. All right, guys, thanks for being on the CA Black Belt call, and we'll look forward to seeing you on our next CA call, Power Talk, or Master Talk. Until then, keep practicing with passion.